Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third Gnaw Radio podcast episode. My name is Jade, and today we will be talking about Naruto English episode 79, Naruto Shippuden episode 5, and Naruto manga chapter 346. So let's hop right into it. All right, English episode 79. It finishes up the fight between Gaara and Naruto. What happens is Naruto punches Gaara awake, and Gaara decides to, you know, kill Naruto. So Gaara tries to do a sand coffin, sand burial thing on Naruto, but Naruto summons up all the nine-tailed fox chakra he can, and instead of punching Gaara again, he headbutts him really hard, and they both start bleeding on their foreheads. So it must have been a really hard headbutt. And so the Shikaku crumbles and turns into sand. And Gamabunta and Gamagichi leave. And it's basically just Naruto and Gaara on their own now. So what happens with that fight is they fall in the treetops. And they punch each other. And that's when the episode ends. But that's not all of the episode. A lot of the episode was small fights between people in the village and sand and sound ninjas. They explain the invasion rules of the Hidden Leaf Village. The first phase is to eliminate all enemy troops. However, if that is not possible, a total evacuation of all the civilians in the village. And then phase three is total annihilation of all enemy ninja, which they do, and it's really cool. It shows Choji's dad going super sized and killing a bunch of ninja. It shows Shikamaru's dad using his shadow possession jutsu to choke the enemies, and it shows Ino's dad using his mind control jutsu to turn all the enemies against each other. And a few more ninjas, you know, Anbu ninjas, all that stuff. So it was a pretty cool episode. The third Hokage finally dies after, like, 20 episodes of waiting. Before he dies, he doesn't kill Orochimaru, but he takes Orochimaru's soul arms. So now Orochimaru can never use any jutsu again. Or can he? Hint, hint, wink, wink. Cough, cough. That was a little spoiler, but yeah, so, and Orochimaru is seriously pained. And, next week you'll see what happens. Basically, I guess you can guess what happens. The attackers flee, and they have the Third Hokage's funeral. I think the title of episode 80 is The Third Hokage Forever, or something like that. So, that was really the English episode. Pretty interesting, a lot of fights. I didn't really do it justice. If you really want to, you know, see all the fighting, then watch it on YouTube. Just search Naruto English Episode 79, and you'll get the English episode. Unfortunately, many Naruto episodes on YouTube have been removed now because of copyright infringement, but there are still a few that you can watch. And it's mostly the Japanese episodes anyway. So, okay. Now I'm going to talk about some of our affiliates and places where you can go to get Naruto. So, affiliates, the Iran blog, that's iranblog.co.nr. Go there if you want to learn about Iran. It's really great. My friend runs it, and it's got all sorts of information about the Middle East, which is really cool. For any of you know who know what Nowruz is, happy Nowruz tomorrow. Alright, another affiliate is Card Radio. That's K-A-R-R-D-E Radio on iTunes. It's about Star Wars, and I've been wanting to get Card on my show for a long time now. And I don't know if that'll ever happen, but it might, so we'll see. but don't count on it. Recommendations for Naruto podcast information. Ichiraku Ramen. Naruto Ichiraku Ramen. Great thing. It only does the Naruto manga. I call it manga because I'm from Chicago and I pronounce all my A's that way. But it only talks about the Naruto Japanese manga and the latest chapter, but it goes really in depth. Much more in depth than I do, certainly. So I'd really give it a listen if you read the Japanese manga. So that's Ichiraku Ramen. Another good one is Naruto Anbu Report. But that's like 40 minutes if you have the patience to listen that long. It's a very good Naruto show. Things Naruto podcast to stay away from: Naruto Talk. I mean, that's basically the only one. Those kids don't know what they're talking about. Alright, some Naruto sites. Obviously, NarutoFan.com. If you have BitTorrent and you don't like watching the bad resolution films on YouTube, Naruto Fan supplies DT by Oz, that's a company in Japan. I call it DataBayo. DataBayo's translations for you to download on BitTorrent, and they are very, very good quality. So I would recommend Naruto Fan. It's also got a lot of information, and its manga downloads are completely free, just like the anime downloads, and you don't need BitTorrent for that. So I would definitely recommend Naruto Fan. Plainoldwikipedia.org, that's a great one for any Naruto question you have. There are other sites, a lot of other Naruto Fan sites, but I really don't have time to talk about all of them. There are just tons and tons and tons. Alright, now, for all the people who watch the English shows and are about to stop listening because I'm about to talk about the Japanese, if you have any questions about Naruto or about the show or anything, you can do three things. One, you can leave a comment at narradio.podomatic.com. Two, you can leave a review or question on iTunes. Or three, and this is the one that I definitely recommend the most, send me an email. I would really recommend that. Send me an email with a question and I'll answer it on the show. My email is fanmail, F-A-N-M-A-I-L, at narradio, so fanmail at narradio.net. That is my email address. You can email me any questions there, and I'll answer them on the next week's show. I'd really like some questions, because I want to do a section about that. So email, email, email. Any questions, any comments. You can also leave a voicemail there if you have, like, a microphone and stuff. Okay. So, yep. Definitely, I'd like you to email me. I'd like you to ask me as many questions as you can. That's what I'm here for, basically. Alright, so, moving on. If you only watch the English episodes, and you only read the English manga, I would recommend you stop listening now. Because I'm about to talk about Naruto Shippuden Episode 5. So, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Shippuden. Alright, pretty interesting episode, Episode 5. We had a week where there was no episode. I was pretty upset about that. But this one's good. So in this one, Gaara... Well, why don't I talk about what happens with Naruto and Sakura and Kakashi first. So they get the belts, and Tsunade explains to them that they are going to form Team Kakashi. So it's going to be Kakashi, Sakura, and Naruto. Really interesting. They're going to carry out a lot of missions, and they're going to carry out a really, really big one coming up very soon. But I'm not going to tell you about that unless you read the manga. That's basically just what happens with Naruto. At the end, Naruto ends up taking Sakura on the date, but he has to pay for it, and he doesn't have enough money. Pretty lame. The real meat of the episode was fight between Gaara and Deidara. There are a lot of pronunciations. I end up pronouncing it Deidara, because that's how Sasori pronounces it. So, what happens is, Gaara uses his ultimate defense sand, which is infused with his chakra, and it's a lot faster than his regular sand. He uses his ultimate defense sand to sand, burial sand coffin, the arm of Deidre. So now Deidre has no left arm, which is very interesting. But he doesn't seem to feel the pain at all, which is also pretty interesting. So Deidre realizes that Gaara's ultimate defense sand is a lot faster than his regular sand, but Gaara only has a limited amount of ultimate defense sand. So what Deidre does is he decides to blow up the entire village. And so he makes a gigantic clay bomb, throws it over the village. Gaara sees it, you see his eyes widen in fear, and then the last thing you see before the episode ends is the big bomb exploding. So we know it exploded, but we don't know if Gaara's sand got to it before it did any damage, which we will know in next week's episode. It's a 1-hour special, episodes 6 and 7. Very interesting. I recommend you watch it on YouTube or download it on BitTorrent from DataBale. So, yep, but that's this week's Shippuden. And, well, I hope you liked it. Next week's, I'm sure, is going to be a lot more interesting. It's a 1-hour special. Deidre takes Gaara. Little spoiler there. So that's next week's episode. Alright, that's basically it for the Shippuden section. Not much more to talk about in the episode. The real juice of this podcast is the manga. Extremely interesting this week. And I'm going to start that in 3, 2, 1. Okay, manga time. 346, the new jutsu, or the secret jutsu, or I can't really remember its name. So, Kabuto asks, "Which one are you?" And Sasuke's body replies, "Which one do you think I am?" And then he utilizes his Sharingan to transport Kabuto into the dimension where Orochimaru tried to take over its body. And you see Orochimaru and Sasuke covered by snakes. And Orochimaru says, no, I will not die here. I created this dimension. And Kabuto is, like, going crazy with fear. He's like, oh my god, Sasuke's will is eating up this dimension. Sasuke is crushing Orochimaru. Then he goes to Naruto. Naruto eating at Ichiraku Ramen. And Kakashi looks over at Naruto and has a flashback. And it's, they brought Kakuzu's body over to the hospital to have Tsunade inspect it. And it's like an autopsy room. And Tsunade's diagnosis is that Naruto's Rasengan Shuriken did a lot more damage on the inside than it did on the outside. What Naruto ended up doing is basically destroying every nerve in Kakuzu's body. And Tsunade says that Naruto can never, ever, ever use the Rasengan Shuriken again, because if it goes on for long enough, it'll do the same thing that it did to Kakuzu, to Naruto's arm, and then Naruto will never have any chakra in his arm. But, of course, I think Tsunade is forgetting that the nine-tailed fox helps Naruto regenerate, so maybe he can heal nerve cells. So Tsunade says Naruto can never do it again, and Kakashi has to break the news to Naruto. And Kakashi tries to break it to Naruto, but Naruto says, "Kakashi-sensei, don't worry. I know my body better than anybody else does." So, you know, everybody's like, oh, that's just Naruto. And then it goes back to Sasuke and Orochimaru. And Sasuke says, I took him over to Kabuto. So, it turns out, Sasuke took over Orochimaru's body. Completely unexpected. I did not think that would happen. But it happened. Sasuke turns the dimension against Orochimaru and takes his body. Now, I believe that if Orochimaru... Sasuke couldn't be better than the Sanin. So, I believe that Orochimaru... The only reason why he lost to Sasuke was because Sasuke was extremely weakened. Was because Orochimaru was extremely weakened because he needed his medicine and all that stuff. That's the only reason I think Orochimaru lost. And so now Sasuke has taken over Orochimaru. And we don't know where that leaves Kabuto, really. I have no idea what will happen to him, but I really don't care. Kabuto might just be out of it forever now. The real question is, does this mean that Sasuke has all of Orochimaru's power? Like, he can summon snakes and elongate his tongue and stuff? That would be pretty interesting if he had all of Orochimaru's power. But, I don't know. We might find out next episode. Next manga chapter. Before the chapter ends, however, Sasuke goes and frees someone. I can't remember his name. I don't have the chapter up right now. And frees someone, and he is a new character. And Sasuke talks to him like they've been friends for a while now. And that's basically where the chapter ends. And you should definitely read the chapter to see what it's like, because it's a very interesting chapter. So, that's basically the chapter, and now I'll have a little tiny discussion about it before wrapping up this podcast. I think the biggest question here is Sasuke creating his own Mangekyo Sharingan? I think he is. We all know that the Mangekyo Sharingan has the ability to transport people into a different dimension, which Sasuke did with Kabuto. He was able to stop Orochimaru and turn his dimension against him. This is all a sign that Sasuke is developing his own Mangekyo. I think that Itachi saying that you have to kill your best friend, I think that's just Itachi's easy way out. I don't think that's actually the only way to get the Mangekyo. Kakashi got it. So, I don't know. I don't think that's how you get the Mangekyo. And I think Sasuke is definitely on his way to getting it completely, which would be pretty cool. So another big question is now, is Sasuke going to immediately try to kill Itachi, or is he going to try and train more? And another question is Orochimaru really dead, or is he just suppressed within Sasuke's body? We don't know. The next chapter is called The Shocking Truth. So, I'm assuming there's some kind of shocking truth in it. That'll be very interesting. And that's basically the chapter. And so, I hope you liked this week's edition of Nar Radio. Next week, we're going to have some music, too. Just remember, email me at fanmail@narradio.net. Remember that .net. I really would like your questions. Any questions you have. Leave comments, everything. I really want questions. Ask me questions so I can answer them. Alright. That's it for this week's podcast. I hope you tune in next week. Thank you for subscribing. And, good night, morning, evening, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. See you next week.